You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Dealing with the pain of loss and rejection. In the book Shoe Dog, Bill Knight, the founder and former CEO of Nike, recalls the moment when his company became more than just a company to him and a part of his very identity instead. In 1976, Knight was hoping that Frank Shorter, a 1972 Olympic gold medalist marathoner, would wear Nikes at the upcoming Olympics. After wearing Nikes all year, at the last moment, Shorter switched back to his 1972 running shoe brand, Tigers. As Knight saw Shorter come out in a pair of Tigers on television, he was devastated. And what was supposed to be a huge win, a huge accomplishment, and a step forward for Nike, a new company at the time, it was instead a huge setback. In his book, he describes the very realization he came to in that moment. Sitting in the dark, drinking a cocktail, I told myself it was no big deal in the grand scheme of things. I was lying to myself. It was a very big deal, and not because of the disappointment or the lost marketing opportunity. If watching Shorter go off in shoes other than mine could affect me so deeply, it was now official. Nike was more than just a shoe. I no longer simply made Nikes. Nikes were making me. If I saw an athlete choose another shoe, if I saw anyone choose another shoe, it wasn't just a rejection of the brand alone, but of me. Anytime we suffer defeat as a coach, it's personal. Our team doesn't just lose, we lose. If a recruit chooses another school, then they aren't just rejecting our school, they are rejecting us. If people criticize our team, then they are criticizing us. A loss will always affect us personally because part of our identity will always be tied to our team unless we find a way to stop caring. In the moments when a recruit chooses another school, we lose a game or our team gets blasted on social media, we can't avoid or block out the negative feelings and emotions that come with those setbacks, but we can choose to refocus our thinking. Like Bill Knight, we need to acknowledge it and name it for what it is. We need to say to ourselves, this hurts. It hurts because I don't feel like my team failed. I feel like I failed. I don't feel like they are just rejecting my school. I feel like they are rejecting me. But then we need to remember the facts. First, everyone loses. Not every recruit commits to our school, and every team gets criticized. It's not always about us. Second, our value and self-worth aren't determined by the successes or failures of our team. The people who really matter to us are the ones who will love and care for us regardless of our team's successes or failures. Taking this time to examine our feelings and remind ourselves of these principles is an activity that we need to do regularly. If you found this message valuable today, please share this episode with some friends who also might find some value in it as well. Also, if you'd like to get these daily reflections in your email, just head on over to thriveonchallenge.com/culturebuilders to subscribe.